The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio on the air and online.
Besides the fact that dental pain interferes with eating, sleeping, and daily activities, oral disease can greatly increase the negative effects of diabetes, cardiovascular problems, and respiratory infection. Senior Health Policy Analyst Dr. Michelle Chesser also tells the Joint Commission on Healthcare that roughly half of Virginians can't afford dental care.
Lack of access to dental care is quite serious at this point. There are 3.8 million Virginians who do not have dental insurance, and a third of adults in the U.S. Although some Medicare Advantage plans offer coverage, most the traditional Medicare plan does not.
A map of the Virginia dental health professional shortage areas reveals that nearly half of the state is affected. While there are health centers, free clinics, and grants to cushion existing dental safety nets, funding is still a major problem. Medicaid provides full benefits to children, but only emergency care for adults. Lawmakers are reviewing options to help mitigate the costs and expand access to more people. They would also like to improve public awareness about changing oral hygiene habits and perhaps expand oral health education in the schools. Reporting from Richmond, I'm Tommy McNeil.